Coming up tonight is a Ask UAS presentation, Common Edible Seaweeds and Intertidal Beach Foods. That starts at 6:30 at the Ketchikan Campus Library. Dr. Dolly Garza will discuss what types of seaweed and shellfish are edible and how to prepare and eat beach foods. And Dolly Garza is here with us. And also, Shelley Tabb, you are here from the library.
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. And did you have any, I just gave that intro, but do you have anything you wanted to mention about tonight before we talk to Dolly?
Just to mention that it's free and open to the public. We're going to have refreshments for, you know, people to snack on. And I think it's going to be a great presentation. And we've been excited about this for a month. So I can't believe today's the day.
And Dolly, you're here from Juneau, is that correct? Or where are you coming here from?
Haida Gwaii.
Oh, okay. So yeah. quite a trek, I guess, in
yes.
a certain way.
Yes.
And how were you able to bring her here?
Well, to my understanding, Dolly contacted Kathleen and wanted to give a presentation. And, of course, we were enormously enthusiastic. And we wanted to design an Ask UAS around beach foods, which has been such a popular subject here in Ketchikan.
And have you done this discussion here before?
Yes, I'm from Ketchikan, born and raised here. And I did the last 6 years of my job in Ketchikan. I lived here and did the seaweed workshop down at the Discovery Center a couple times, I think.
And what made you want to come back here and do this?
Well, actually, I didn't do the initial contact. That was Naomi. Contacted me as part of a university program.
Yep, it's called Drumbeats, and it's a small grant that the University of Southeast has. And just to back up a little bit, I'm really excited too, and thank you for asking us here today. Dolly Garza is born and raised in Ketchikan, and she was a teacher at UAS for 25 years. And is the author of several publications regarding seaweeds and some of the beach foods, and also a very accomplished weaver and artist. And so we're really excited. And so we've asked her to come, and she was a part of instruction of a class that we have called Intertidal Beach Foods. And we had class last night, and then we get out on the beach on Saturday. And so she, as part of her trip here to Ketchikan, she's going to be presenting tonight as well.
And that class started up at the beginning of the spring semester?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So kind of
yeah,
getting
look for
toward
some
the
more.
Tail,
right.
I was gonna say, getting toward the tail end of it.
Yeah, and look for some more classes in the fall as well.
Okay, and I imagine that's popular to learn about your beach.
Yes, yes, especially since we're surrounded by seaweed everywhere.
And Dr. Garza, what are some of the things you'll be telling people tonight, talking about?
What I like to do is to help people to understand that there are several seaweeds that are edible, that are easy to harvest, that you can sustainably harvest. We being the native people, primarily pick one or two seaweeds, and we're climbing over all these beautiful, healthy, nutritious seaweeds to get to them. And so if we just start harvesting different kinds of seaweeds from here and there, it's a fabulous family activity. The seaweeds are like superfoods. They're just vitamins and minerals, and they should be eaten every week. And so I do a slideshow so you can see it, and then I do taste testing so people can try it, and then they decide they like it, and then they're willing to go out on a field trip and say, okay, this is the one I want to learn about. And so it's trying to get from the interest to the actual use of it.
And is it just seaweeds that you're speaking about, or other foods as well?
Other foods may crop up when we're on the field trip, but it's primarily seaweeds. It seems to take the whole time.
Oh, okay. And yeah. Are there some that are not edible?
There are a couple, but there are none that will kill you. And the ones that aren't edible are either very low tide or not very common. So as a general rule, like with the brown seaweeds, which is one of the predominant ones, if it's, you know, flat like a piece of paper and it's a good size, then it's edible. If you don't know which one it is, it doesn't matter. You just take it home and dry it and try it. And if you like it, then you know you can go and get some more.
Is there a rule, I guess, or a I'm trying to think of the word, but being responsible and not over harvesting and that type of thing. How do you explain that?
I go through it sort of species by species. So for some of them, you want to make sure you don't take the reproductive portion. Mm-hmm. And with others where you just see a whole canopy of them, you don't want to take them all. So you just take maybe every fourth one. And then you're leaving enough of the resource behind so that the small fish and crab and such, that's their home, still have a home to hide in from the bigger prey or predators.
And also with seaweed, is there a optimum harvest time, so to speak?
There is, and that also is species dependent. So we'll cover that, the best times to harvest. But generally, it's in the spring. So this was perfect timing for Naomi to bring me here because it's just as things are going to start to go. And then in the spring is perfect for maximum nutrition. And then as it goes into the summer, some of the species may die off just because of wind and rain, and they just get beat up. While others you can harvest throughout the year.
And I imagine it's kind of like lettuce or something else. They can get tough over time if they're too old or start.
Yeah.
Okay. And tonight you're having that presentation. You mentioned there's going to be the slideshow and I'm guessing an opportunity for discussions as well.
Right. We have, with the typical SQAS, we have our presenter that talks about what they're going to talk about. And then afterwards, questions and answers from the audience, which is always really fun. And sometimes people even share their experiences and little anecdotes and things like that. So we're looking forward. I think it's probably going to be a big crowd tonight. And one thing I wanted to mention, too, is that there was a little bit of confusion. I had a couple phone calls of people thinking that this was the beach foods class. This is a standalone presentation for people who are interested and maybe missed the chance to sign up for the beach foods class, but they still want to learn about our wonderful beach foods.
Okay. Anything else anyone wants to add?
Yes, along with when we finish the slideshow, then I will have samples to try. So I really want people to say, okay, I want to try this. And once they try it and fall in love with it, then they're willing to go out and harvest it.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you so much for being here and look forward to the presentation tonight.
Thank you, Maria.
Again, that presentation on beach foods is starting at 6:30 tonight at the UAS Ketchikan Campus Library. It is free and open to the public.